Good morning. We'll begin the meeting. So welcome to the meeting of Board of Recreation and Park Commissioners. Today is November 21st, 2024. This meeting will be conducted in person. All public comments will be taken in person only. Each speaker will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. Takesha, can you please call the roll?
We'll do Vice President Sanchez. Vice President Sanchez.
Present.
Commissioner Hutton. Commissioner Lloyd. Commissioner Tran, sorry.
Present.
We have quorum, Vice President Sanchez.
Thank you. Now, can I have a motion to approve the minutes for November 7th, 2024? So. Second?
Second.
Takesha, will you please conduct the vote?
Yes, Vice President Sanchez, we have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes of November 7th, 2024. Commissioner Hutton, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Tran, how do you vote?
Aye.
Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Okay, thank you. So before we move on to the general matters update, we have a representative from the council office, the 1-5. Come on, Dan.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for coming down here to our beautiful 1-5 district, the 15th district. You are always welcome here. My name is Drew Leach, and I'm the San Pedro Field Deputy for Councilmember Tim McOscar. And today I wanted to express my gratitude for a few exemplary Rec and Park staff members. These city staff members, these city family members, have gone above and beyond to uplift the quality of life for our residents. I'd like to point out just a few. Jason Winter, Acting Construction and Maintenance Supervisor 2, has been incredibly helpful and has gone the extra mile to ensure that any issues in our parks are addressed as soon as possible. We are grateful for his responsiveness and for his service. Barry Rankins, Park Maintenance Supervisor, goes above and beyond to address our concerns within our community in a timely and efficient manner. Our community is a better community, and our parks are more beautiful because of Barry's responsiveness and commitment to San Pedro. He is always just one phone call away and stands ready to provide aid and assistance when a constituent or council office concern arises. He is cherished very much in our community and by our office, and we hope to see him grow in his role in San Pedro. In Harbor City, I would like to recognize Angela Pina, Facility Director of Harbor City Recreation Center. She has really stepped up to the plate by increasing incredible programming, keeping the park up to par, bringing in a lot of new classes for children from a young age all through adulthoods and even to the elderly. She has truly exemplified what it means to be a dedicated public servant, and it is obvious that she loves her job, she loves this community, and we are so grateful to have her here. And finally, but not least, Brandon Lara, Recreation Coordinator here at Harbor City. He is doing such a wonderful job with park events, with programming with children. He is truly cherished by the community. Thanks to these incredible staff members here at Harbor City Rec Center, Harbor City is truly exemplary in its heyday, and we are so grateful for the wonderful job of both of these people. Harbor City Recreation Center is cleaner, it is activated, and is helping to keep the community engaged. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.
I want to once again thank the staff here and for all the work that they do. So now let's move on to the general manager's update.
Good morning, Vice President Sanchez, commissioners, staff, and members of the public. Jimmy Kim, general manager. Thank you for those kind words about the staff here in the harbor area, as well as the 1-5. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of our staff as we get into the holiday season of Thanksgiving. We truly can't do what we do without all of the hard work of our staff. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all the amazing work that you do for our communities as well as the citizens of Los Angeles. I'm now going to bring up our Principal Recreation Supervisor 2, Ms. Elaine Paya, to provide a introduction of staff here at Harbor City Rec Center.
Good morning, and thanks for the promotion. I'm a Prin 1. but good morning, commissioners, executive staff. Huh? Say again?
And happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Good morning, commissioners, executive staff, colleagues, and community that have joined us today. I am Elaine Paya. I am the principal recreation supervisor in the Pacific region. And I'd like to welcome you back to the Harbor City Recreation Center in the great council district of the 1-5, as we call here. We did have Drew, our field deputy from the San Pedro field deputy. She want to wave your hand, Drew. Thank you. We also have Desiree Sarcona, who is another field deputy in the Harbor City area from the 1-5. There's Desiree. Welcome to them. Since you have already been here before, instead of talking about the center again specifically, let me tell you a little bit about our region and the items that I particularly oversee citywide. The Pacific region is actually led by our superintendent, Deanne Dedman, and she is actually at a conference right now. So she does send her hellos and her happy holidays. But as a region, we are currently nearing the end of our fall sports season. We have 51 all-star teams ready to play in the region all-star tournament for soccer, volleyball, and flag football for both boys and girls. We also have many Thanksgiving turkey shoots and winter holidays, community events planned for the upcoming months. So we're excited about that and the involvement from our council office. Specifically, one of the items that I oversee citywide is another program. It's for our senior section. It is our 50-plus adult programming. We recently hosted a successful 90-plus legacy luncheon where we provided 123 of our ageless 90-year-olds and 8 centurions, 100 years old, a glamorous afternoon of food, dancing, and music. We were extremely proud to bring that event back because we had to pause it during the pandemic. And we have had recent efforts in bringing back our membership, and we are currently near the 5,000 mark for our membership in our 29 facilities. I also oversee the park advisory boards, where our centers are continuing to recruit and work with our individual boards in adding teens and youth members to each board. Here at Harbor City, specifically, we have a wonderful team that has some creative programs and that keep this place looking great. First, we'd like to acknowledge our Harbor District Supervisor, Cheryl Gray. And she was mentioned already, but we'd like to see her, our Harbor City Recreation Facility Director, Angela Pino. The Recreation Coordinator here is Brandon Lara. They have many part-time staff that have been long-standing members. And Alice is here. She's in the office, and she's been here for 40 years. Yes. The Pacific Area Maintenance staff are led by Raul. There's Raul. Working here is the Principal Maintenance Supervisor, Jose Manji. And under Jose, his team consists of Bernie Ramirez, Todd Wales, and on-site full-time for maintenance is Belinda Nolges. There she is. And then we also want to thank all the rest of the ground staff. We also want to thank everyone to the Pacific region again and to the Harbor City Recreation Center. And happy holidays.
Thank you. Quick highlights from the department. I just wanted to make note that today marks the opening of our Pershing Square skating rink. So I remind the public that is here today and those listening in, please visit laparks.org for events such as our Pershing Square holiday rink opening, as well as other holiday events throughout the department. The commission office has received various communications from constituents, and we have assigned staff to address those communications in a timely manner. I wanted to provide a brief update on the citywide parks needs assessment. The department has received 4 competitive bids for the parks needs assessment. We're anticipating that the board report for the award of the contract will come to the board sometime in December, in one of the meetings in December, so that we may begin the park needs assessment effort in the new year. I would like to now bring up Megan Larrera to provide an update on the park fee annual report for fiscal year 23-24.
Good morning, Commissioners. Megan Luera, Planning, Maintenance, and Construction Branch. Pursuant to Los Angeles Municipal Code Section 1233(i)(2) and the Mitigation Fee Act, within 180 days after the last day of each fiscal year, the Department of Recreation and Parks shall prepare a report for the RAP Board of Commissioners that includes information about the park fees collected, earned interest, transfers, refunds, expenditures, and funds that were committed by the board during the fiscal year. The report before you today is for fiscal year 23-24, which covers from July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. In fiscal year 2024, RAP collected approximately $39.44 million in park fees. During the fiscal year, the board approved the commitment of approximately $32 million in Quimby and park fees to various capital improvement projects, and approximately $146.55 million in Quimby and park fees remains uncommitted, meaning the board has not taken action to commit those funds to a specific project. I'd like to thank David Lee, Robert Eastland, and Nicholas Caulfield for their assistance in the preparation of this report, as well as Emily Lau and Joseph Sue from the finance section. And this concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions from?
I don't have a question, Jimmy. I have an observation that this is a lot of data, right? And I don't know that the outside world always connects the dots with what we collect and what that means to communities. Like, developers see fees and then don't necessarily see outcomes, right? And a spreadsheet is a lot. And it would be great to be able to take some portion of these reports into narratives that we can tell, like we can cascade into the community, right? Roll up numbers, like where did the 32 go in terms of, you know, marquee projects, whatever. I don't know that there's a way to couple these reports with like snapshots or something that we can do. And I'm happy to, you know, work with you guys on ideating what that is. It's just, I keep running against this piece because I'm the comms person here, is there's all this great work. And I want to help tell the story for what staff and everybody is doing. And sometimes we don't have the tools to do that. Like all the data is here, but finding maybe some more simplified ways to tell our stories.
We'll be happy to work with the planning division as well as our PR team to develop something that we could provide so that a layman person can understand the work that we're doing. Yep.
Let's see, it's getting to be more important once we develop the needs assessment. What's the story we tell about what the city needs, the park needs?
That's right. So far. Yeah, we could bring that in a future report, in a future update. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to bring up Elaine Paya again for the recognition of RAP staff. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Chinnery Stoneham, Assistant General Manager of the Recreation Services Branch.
Good morning. So this morning we're here to to give notice accommodations for 2 employees. So myself, I'm going to present to Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, if you can come up, she's the director at Banning Recreation Center. And then Raul is going to present. Raul? Raul is going to make a presentation to the maintenance staff. But so on October 17th, Elizabeth and Steve, they were instrumental in saving a patron's life who was found unresponsive in the restroom. So I'm going to read Elizabeth her accommodation right now. So this accommodation is presented to Elizabeth Emiliano, Recreation Facility Director, for her exemplary actions that led to saving the life of a park patron at Banning Recreation Center on October 17, 2024. Elizabeth began her career with the Department of Recreation and Parks on November 12, 2006 as a recreation coordinator. With hard work and determination, she elevated to a recreation facility director in May of 2022. While on duty on October 17, Elizabeth assisted Steve Lopez in saving the life of a patron that was found unresponsive in the restroom. When Elizabeth arrived to the area, Steve was performing CPR and she took over to assist him. Her actions led to the successful rescue of the life of a patron. Her commitment and dedication to the communities she served is outstanding, and she exemplifies the highest standard of an employee of the City of Los Angeles Department of Recreation and Parks. So the department, Liz, is proud to recognize you for your outstanding actions. Her remarkable disposition of teamwork and willingness to go beyond the call of duty makes her a perfect example of a city employee. Congratulations and thank you.
One more.
So I'm going to bring up Raul so he can make a presentation, followed by a presentation, Drew, from the council office. She has certificates, and then we'll take photos.
Good morning, distinguished members of the Board of Recreation Parks, and they'll join us this morning. I am Raul Leon. I'm the superintendent for the Pacific and West regions, as including the citywide homeless related services teams. I'm honored to be here today to present a notice of accommodation for one of our maintenance employees. And okay, this commendation, I'll read the commendation. You guys probably already heard it, but I'll go over it again. I'll repeat. This commendation is presented to Steve Lopez, emergency appointed senior gardener, for his exceptional bravery and quick thinking in saving the life of a park patron at Banning Park on October 17th, 2024. So at this moment, I'd like to bring him up. He's actually here with his family, his mom, his brother, and his wife. So let me, Shinri already covered some of this, but I'd like to go over it again. But Steve's background with the city, Steve started as Thank you. So Steve started as a special program assistant too, as a part-time employee, on July 15, 2004, with the golf division at Rancho Golf. On October 16, 2016, he became a gardener caretaker for the maintenance operations in Pacific region on March 11, 2024. He was elected as an emergency appointed senior gardener for the Banning District, which is what he currently is now. While working at the park, Steve heard a loud noise against the bathroom door. He proceeded to investigate when he came upon a woman crouched against the door unconscious. He asked her if she was okay, but she didn't respond. Mr. Lopez immediately contacted 911 and informed them that a female park patron, approximately in her 40s, was not breathing. The 911 operator instructed Steve to flip the park patron over, and when doing so, he noticed her face was turning purple. Steve acted decisively, performing CPR, which directly led to the successful rescue of the park patron. His actions, carried out under immense pressure, exemplify the highest standards of courage and commitment to the safety of others. The Department of Recreation and Parks is proud to recognize Steve Lopez for his outstanding act of heroism. His response and willingness to put himself at risk exemplifies the best of our department. Congratulations, and in meriting this commendation, you have given exceptional public service to your department and to the city. Such performance in the long run helps the reputation of all city employees with its citizens. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
And I believe the council offices will be coming up to give certificates as well.
On behalf of the City of Los Angeles and the 1-5, thank you for your courage and swift action on October 17th, 2024. You were instrumental in saving the life of a patron found unresponsive at Banning Recreation Center. Because of your exceptional bravery, quick thinking, and selflessness, you made a life-saving difference. Your dedication to Banning Recreation Center and the well-being of others is commendable. Your heroism was critical in this moment. Signed, Councilmember Tim McOsker. I would also like to say happy birthday to Steve.
You guys want to scoot over to the side?
Prepare.
And Vice President Sanchez, that concludes my report. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jimmy. I want to thank once again. This just speaks to the amazing work that our staff does every day and just shows their bravery, their commitment to this work, and that they're literally saving lives every day. This is not the first time folks have come in and been honored in this way. So we have to always just think about the important work they do every day here at this park and other parks throughout the city. So we're now going to move on to general public comment. Takesha, will you please conduct public comment?
Will do, Vice President Sanchez. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium to make a public comment. You will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. And if you have further comments, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. I'm going to have Jay Jacoby, Ron Bitzer, and James Campa.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay Jacoby. I represent the Westside Neighborhood Council and the Westside South of Santa Monica Homeowners Association. Just wanted to thank you for helping move along the Rancho Park Clubhouse project. It seems like it's moving and going in the right direction. We appreciate that. I talked to Brenda earlier, and we were going to recommend setting up a liaison reporting committee to just keep an eye on it and also to be able to go back to our constituents of about almost 100,000 people right in that general area, right in the immediate area. And because there is, you know, it's been a long process. So we feel they deserve it. So just wanted to thank you again for all your help, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good
That was a hard presentation to follow. Commissioners, Mr. Kim, my name's Ron Bitzer. I'm out of CD2 as a volunteer. The LA Times editorialized yesterday, the city is broke. Okay, but the park fee account, which is temporarily restricted to capital improvements at rec and parks, is not broke. In fact, over a recent 2-year period, the uncommitted portion of that fund actually increased by a third. So I commend to you that if you break down the revenue from the last fiscal year, you will $39 million, you will see that 3 CDs account for 45% of the revenue from park fees. That would be Downtown, Hollywood, and K-Town. So much for a framework for park equity, which is what the 2016 reform, I believe, was intended to promote. I mean, as the New York Times reported in 2019, in LA, shade is a mark of privilege. Okay, so I bring to your attention the fact that one of those lucrative, if I could use that term, CDs is CD10, K-Town. And just this month, the city council has voted to restrict and commit over 10 years.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
So that's something to look at, restricting park fees prospectively.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm James Camp, a longtime resident and community care person in San Pedro, representing myself. The Board of Rec and Park Commissioners report 2287 dated April 21st, 2022 approved funds and work orders for a maximum of $1,500,000 in park fees for Sunken City project in San Pedro. 2 years, 7 months passed and Rec and Park has not started any work to remove the leftover 100-year-old concrete slabs, walls, and foundations. There is no need to build any new park-like structures. The area only needs to be restored to a natural condition to enhance the most beautiful coastline as a nature preserve. This is the true attraction and lure of the once Sunken City. Currently, Sunken City is a longtime mecca for gangs, graffiti taggers, drug and alcohol abusers, homeless encampments, and trash debris. Tourists from around the world visit this fenced-in land that keeps no one out. The long-time neglect and attracted continuous destruction, vandalism, and deterioration of the coastal tide pools with reported piles of submerged paint canisters with gang tagging and graffiti. Paint canisters are thrown into the tide pools in this very sensitive Point Fermin Marine Life Refuge area. On a daily basis, I paint out gang messages and graffiti that spread into our adjoining coastal parks because of the volume of bad actors that come to the San Pedro Coast area to wreak havoc in our once peaceful coastal community. Rec and Park is unable to respond daily, lacking management and resources. We have no park rangers or security to enforce the law. Many important events, such as the recent International Peace Day, Dr. Jane Goodall has held in Point Fermin Park. If I didn't paint out the gang messages in the park, pergolas, walls, picnics, sidewalks, trees, and bathrooms in the early Saturday morning of the day's events, the huge amount of general public attending would see how disgusting and neglected this historical park is, renowned for its 150-year-old lighthouse and coastal cliff views.
Sir, time is out. No, everyone's getting 2 minutes, sir. Everyone's getting 2 minutes. Please respect the procedures. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to bring the next three. Adele Healy. Chris Cosiglia, and Kamal Aziz. Please.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Adele Healy, and I am the chair of the Angels Gate Park Advisory Board. The Angels Gate Park includes the iconic Korean Belt, which has a stunning ocean view. We also have the Point Fermin Park, which boasts the 150-year-old Point Fermin Lighthouse, which is surrounded by specimen trees easily as old as the lighthouse. We also have several miles of well-maintained oceanfront parks adjacent to the Point Fermin Park. I'm setting the stage of how beautiful this park is and the large, vast oceanfront park. Of course, like many of the other parks, we are plagued with nightly tagging and destruction of property. Even the Korean Bell does not escape the tagging. Thanks to James Campo, who just spoke, a volunteer, the graffiti is painted over immediately the next morning and reported to Rec and Park, who does a very nice job of cleaning up and professionally finishing the job. So I urge you to generously fund your maintenance programs. It makes a huge difference. In Point Fermin Park, there are two aging, deteriorating buildings. One, again, oceanfront. One was the home decades and decades ago of the Point Fermin Cafe. It would be such a beautiful addition and profitable for the city, for you folks, to encourage the completion of the reports that are currently being conducted by the Park and Rec. About a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer, Park and Rec conducted a community meeting that was fairly well attended, and it was the consensus that we would love
to see. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
The cafe restored and the neighboring building perched on the ocean bluff also be restored.
Thank you for your time. Your time is up, please.
Also, as a reminder, if you're going to finish your statement, you could send it over to via email. We read all statements that are given to the board. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Casilia. I moved into the Point Fermin area in 2002. Some of the most beautiful parks in the world in Point Fermin area rival anything in the city and really anything in the country. I want to recognize James' efforts. He spends hours a day covering up this graffiti and working with your graffiti abatement staff and maintenance. I worked probation, parole, and police, and I worked exclusively gangs for over 10 years. The work he does is invaluable. Covering that, recording it, reporting it to gang investigators, and covering up is one of the best ways to mitigate and to suppress the gang activity. Additionally, it would be fantastic if we could have a park ranger for these multiple San Pedro area coastal parks. Would just ask you to really please consider security at a minimum, security officers, but or a park ranger. And that is it for me. I'm cutting off. I'm the first guy to stop early.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, everyone out there. Great park you've got over there. Thank you. Kamal Aziz with Cricket. Yes, I've been up here before begging for cricket. First, I'd like to thank the Valley staff and the Sepulveda Basin for helping us with the cricket grounds, the second most popular sport in the world. But now I'm about to beg. Play LA 28 and 24 got $30 million. Please, we just need a couple of hundred to help us get the kids in LA out to the cricket park or to any park that the city would like us to take cricket to so that we can push the sport forward. It's not going to go away. Cricket will be here, but please put it back on your LA sport agenda. $30 million here, October the 17th approved for sports, play LA 28. Nothing there for cricket. And please, we also need a good equipment shed for our equipment. Appreciate it if you can help us. Come out and visit cricket. We have youth games playing this week at the park. Thank you very much. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving holiday. How many minutes do I have left? Thank you.
Thank you. Vice President Sanchez, I don't have any further requests for general public comment.
Thank you. So before we consider board reports, we will now hear from any members of the public who wants to make public comment on board reports.
I will begin by taking public comments from constituents who are present today at our meeting. If you have further comments, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. And I only have one, James Campa.
Hi, again. I want to speak to the agendas that are being awarded, contracts like that. And I think what should happen is before all awards of contracts for new work should include hiring additional maintenance staff for the surrounding grounds for the new structure maintenance that's to be built with the priority of erasing all gang messaging, graffiti, and trash. Ongoing maintenance of existing parks should be top priority before any new build-out contracts. Hardscapes are billboards for gang taggers, structures, signs, posts, walls, picnic tables, sidewalks. RIP should prioritize using softscape alternatives as first choice whenever possible. Before more build-out contract awards, hire more working field staff to properly maintain all the parks. Weekends and holidays should have additional rec and park working maintenance staff in the parks. All bathrooms should be locked at night. Hire enough park rangers and private security for day and night hours. Tenants for lease agreements and rec and park buildings should be able to do the repairs to the structure as per building codes. Reporting gang message and graffiti and maintenance is flawed. Most people don't report 311 is flawed when it kicks a report over to rec and parks. It gets lost in the rec and park system. Rec and parks should be solely responsible for reporting and not depend on the general public. Rec and Park field staff say they're not getting work orders. Rec and Park order system is antiquated when it doesn't allow a painter to do more work that is on the work order. They are sent out to do one thing and can't do something that's very close by when they are working there. Rec and Park staff are supposed to report gang message tagging, and there is no supervision to make sure. There should be a staff daily checking hotspots to be painted over with the ability to paint it themselves while they're there. It's the only way to win the gang war. Rec and Park should allow Gap and other independent contractors to daily paint out hotspots in the parks. Thank you.
Vice President Sanchez, I do not have any further requests for board report public comment.
Thank you, Takesha. So we'd like to take the following board reports on consent. Well, before actually we take them on consent, there's going to be two items that will be continued to the next meeting on December 5th. That will be item 24245 and 24246. So the following items will be taken on consent: 24240, 24241, 24242, 24243. Just want to mention that there's a revision in here. 24244 as revised, 24244, 24247, 24248, 24249, 24250, 24251. So all those items will be taken on consent. We can have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. So, Takesha, can you please take the roll?
Will do, Vice President Sanchez. We have a motion and a second to approve the reports that was just taken on consent. Board report 24-240, 24241, 24-242, 24-243 with a revised report, 24-244, 24-247, 24-248, 24-249, 24-250, and 24-251. Commissioner Hudson, how do you vote? Commissioner Tran, how do you vote?
Aye.
Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. So now we'll move on to, is there any neighborhood council comments?
We did not receive any such requests.
Okay, Vice thank President you. Sanchez. Is there any commission task force update for today? Okay. And our previous meeting was canceled.
for the facility repair and maintenance. Any for commission business for future meetings? Future agenda item? Okay. Great. So we can now adjourn the meeting. Our next meeting will be scheduled. A regular meeting on Board of Recreation and Park Commission is scheduled for Thursday, December 5th, 2024 at 9 a.m. at the Valley Plaza Recreation Center located at 12240 Archwood Street in North Hollywood. Hope to see you all there. Thank you.